Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. Thank you for carving out time today to hang out with us. Our hope is that these few minutes would offer encouragement, some practical help, some next steps as you seek to walk with Jesus today. And hey, if you find these helpful, we'd love to invite you to consider helping spread the word. The easiest way to share this podcast is to go to the website weekdaypodcast.com. Again, that's just weekdaypodcast.com, and click the share button underneath the little player there, and that will help get this content and hopefully more help to people out there. Well, earlier today, I got to hang out with a brand new friend. We met up and we had a great conversation. We talked about all kinds of stuff. It was a lot of fun. But part of what we talked about is just the sense that a lot of people feel like they've got to act like they've got it together. In fact, they point their fingers at other people while they act like in their own lives they have it together. Well, today I want to challenge you, don't be that way. In fact, don't try to act like you have it all together, because none of us do. None of us do. So instead of acting like it, I want to challenge you to take the risk of being vulnerable. I read an article recently about vulnerability that I thought was super helpful. It reminded us that vulnerability is not really a weakness. Sometimes we think it is. Sometimes we think if we're vulnerable, then it's going to show our scars and it's going to show that we're weak. But instead, vulnerability can really become a strength. When you look at Scripture and you see the people, the men and women that were vulnerable, God took them and He spiritually empowered them, He emotionally healed them, He relationally used them in an attractive way, and He shaped their leadership. And so I want to take some of those thoughts that I read and just give them to you today about why you should take the risk to be vulnerable. The first one is this. Number one, when you are open and honest with other people about your weaknesses, that is actually spiritually empowering. Why? Because it opens the door to God's grace. Chances are you've heard what James 4 verse 6 says. It says, God opposes the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. That idea of grace is this idea that this is the power that all of us need. If we want to change, if we want to grow up, if we want to break through those bad habits and those areas of weakness, when you're vulnerable, number one, it is spiritually empowering. Number two, it is also emotionally healing. James 5:16 says, admit your faults to one another and pray for each other so that you may be healed. Now, there's obviously God can heal anybody physically, emotionally, or spiritually, but it's this reminder as James talks about it. He says, look, be open, be honest, admit your faults, and He will bring healing. And so it's almost as if you want to have true emotional healing, you've got to share your weakness with somebody else. God has wired us in such a way that when we reveal our feelings, it's the beginning of true healing. Number three, vulnerability is actually very relationally attractive. See, most people think to be attractive, they have to act like they've got it together, but that's not the case. James 3:2 reminds us that we all stumble in many ways. So James is including himself. And so one of the things that we value around here is to just be honest. When someone tells us that they've messed up too, they become more relatable. Nobody wants to be married to somebody or friends with somebody that acts like they have it all together. That's narcissistic. That's not healthy. But when we're vulnerable, when we admit our weaknesses, when we laugh at ourselves, when we don't take ourselves too seriously, we draw people in. And then the fourth thing I want to mention today is that when we're vulnerable, it is one of the things that God uses to shape us to be leaders. And so we've talked a lot in these couple minutes, spiritual power, healing, making us more attractive. But one of the big things is that God can use us to influence others when we're vulnerable. If you can't be vulnerable, you'll never be a leader. You'll never have the influence that you're meant to have. You're just going to be a boss. You're just going to be a parent. You're just going to be somebody with a position. James 3 verse 13 says, if you're wise, and if you understand God's ways, prove it by living an honorable life, doing good works with humility that comes from wisdom. And so I really believe that as we grow in God's wisdom, what begins to happen is we become humbler. Sort of like what James 4:10 says, humble yourselves before the Lord and he will lift you up. That God honors humility. God honors vulnerability. He uses people that have those traits and shapes them into a leader. Now I get it. Today, as you launch into your day, this sounds counterculture. The world wants you to keep your guard up. The world wants you to act like you've got it together. Social media demands it of you. But my challenge is to drop your guard, let your weakness point people to Jesus, take the risk of being vulnerable. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day. If we can join you in praying for anything, drop us a note at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com, prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. But until then, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.